Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. and Calcium Bentonite Clay. This is where you bring your questions and I do my best to answer them. And it's a beautiful, cool, moist day in the Southwest Texas area. And I hope you're feeling a little bit of fall, not too harsh wherever you are, and enjoying this transition time that we're in weather-wise. Okay, we already have some questions in Clay to, in queue today, and for any new listeners, you know, we get a lot of repeat questions. Don't worry about asking one or thinking you don't know anything. This is where we come to learn. So all questions we accept and look forward to answering. I have been an advocate and a student of clay for 20-some-odd years, and I learn more every day. I'm fascinated by how clay works to balance and benefit our bodies. So many benefits to it. So I'm really passionate about sharing the information. So I welcome your questions, and thank you for joining us. Okay, we have a question from Georgiana in Fairbanks, Alaska. Welcome, Georgiana. I'm taking oral clay as well as clay baths for irritable bowel syndrome, spastic colitis, and many years duration. I am gluten, fructose, and lactose free as much as possible, but feel I have a buildup of crap in my gut that clay may help remove. My problem is I have arterial fibrillation since 2013, have had surgical ablation, but the reoccurring AFib, so I'm on anti-hypersensitive drugs along with anticoagulants, which is diminishing the number of fibrillation occurrences. My question is, can I continue to take the clay once a day, 3 to 4 hours apart from the medications, and still benefit from both the clay and the medications? Doctor and pharmacist don't seem to know this information. Well, the beauty of clay is it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. So if you tank your clay and wait 3 to 4 hours, I mean your medicine, and allow it to absorb into your bodies, and generally 2 to 3 hours is the length of time, unless you're on a delayed absorption medicine, you should be clear to go. After that time, once you absorb it into the medicine, the clay can't get to it. So I think that would be fine to say. If you wait 3 to 4 hours apart from your medicines, you can take both the clay and the medication. You know, I would monitor yourself and use a little common sense and see if you notice any more AFibs if you do cut back or, you know, make some changes. But if you're doing okay, just keep on. Clay usually wants to benefit the body. As far as taking crap out of the gut, you may also put a poultice over your lower gut, which is the clay mask that you put on rather thickly and cover it with some saran wrap or Glad press and seal that will sort of stick to your skin and hold it in place. You can wear it under your clothes during the day, as well as drinking it to help loosen up and get rid of anything that may be in your colon. Now, it will pull crap out. If you should get constipation, it's probably a sign that there's a lot of dehydrated crap in there, and you need to take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I recommend over-the-counter 250 milligram magnesium tablets. It's not like a laxative, but it does keep your bowels moving. So good luck with that, and hope you see a good return to health there. Michelle in Austin, how good is clay in removing parasites, and can it be consumed every day? I also read some clays have aluminum. Honey, all clays have aluminum. Clay is aluminosilicate. There are 90 trace minerals or so, in anywhere from 70 to 90 in clays. but they are not bioavailable to the body. This clay is the core of Mother Earth that's gone through volcanic, the heat of a volcano, and the ash is what's left over. So it's been sterilized and cleaned and processed. And the minerals in the clay have literally been like fused together. Imagine a welder going in there and welding them together. So they make up a cage, and inside this cage is a strong negative charge. And you don't break down the cage. You can't break the cage open. So the minerals in clay are not bioavailable to the body. In the cation exchange layer, you will get a small amount of calcium, potassium, magnesium, or sodium. However, they're not enough to make a daily minimum requirement. What the clay can do and does do that's absolutely amazing is that it's a co-creator with the body, and it's a catalyst, and enzymes can attach to the clay particle, and through enzymatic action, it can actually make minerals and proteins an amino acid and things the body may be deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So it's kind of a remarkable product and all that it does, and it works from so many levels at the same time. The fact that it's a catalyst and that it connects with enzymes and together they can make things together that the body's deficient in. So it's very good at removing parasites, drinking it. I had a lady with a tapeworm in her liver. I had another lady with liver flukes, and both of them put a poultice over their liver and were drinking the clay. And they later checked, and the parasites were gone. The tapeworm was gone. Both of them were drinking quite a bit of clay. One of them was drinking 8 ounces three times a day, because she had irritable bowel syndrome, colitis, an obstruction in her gut, and was diagnosed as Crohn's disease. And she started drinking a cup of clay 3 times a day. She did that for approximately 4 months. And when she finally had to have the obstruction removed, after the surgery, the doctors were standing around her and wanted to know what she had been doing in the last 4 months since they had been treating her, that she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to that of a 20-year-old, and she was actually 46 years old. But her Crohn's was no longer there. They couldn't find it. The irritable bowel, the polyps, the gut had completely healed, in other words. But she was taking aggressive amounts, and now her maintenance level, she really likes what it does for her, and she's taking 4 ounces a day, 3 times a day. Other people take 3 ounces 3 times a day, and it works for them. The thing about clay is there's no set amount. Everybody's body is different, and you just have to find your happy place and where you're getting the best results. The good news is it's very difficult to overdose on clays. When you're drinking the clay, if you have parasites in your gut, they are drawn to the clay and they will pass out through your feces. They do lay eggs, and they are in different degrees, some of them in the larva stage, some of them in the adult stage. The adults are carried out. So this is why we say to keep drinking the clay for 21 days, to make sure you get the larvae and the paras and the eggs when they mature to the adult stage. I've been taking this clay for 20 years every day, so I've missed a few days, but not very many. I find no harm whatsoever. And I've had my heavy metals tested, and they're all normal in the good level, so you're not getting anything. You're not getting the aluminum in the clay. It's an aluminosilicate. It's not the man-made dangerous form of aluminum. Plus, it's not bioavailable to the body. So feel safe to drink the clay. It's one of the safest things I know of. And let's see. Here's one from my friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, what is the best use of clay for this winter? Thank you. I think clay is one of the best maintenance prevention things that we can do. And I like to drink it for prevention before my meals. So if you drink a shot glass of clay before your meals, you're assuring that you're cleansing any toxins out. If you know you might be exposed to something or feel you're coming down with something, increase the amount of clay you're taking. And take periodic clay baths. I'm just a great believer in them. They're very relaxing and they pull toxins out that have already gotten into your body. So that's a good thought. I notice when I feel like I'm getting a sore throat, I take a spoonful of the clay mask and I put it back on, kind of on my tongue, and I just very slowly let it slide back into my throat if I feel like I have a sore throat. And I've also used it on the outside of my throat when my throat was sore. It's amazing what happens when you use the clay on the outside. I've also had a hacking cough one time and couldn't stop. And I think it was after Christmas and going through all putting all the decorations and the dust that we create, I got this hacking cough. And I just put the clay over my chest and my throat and went back to sleep and didn't cough again. So those are some of the ways you can use it. Very good question. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I have a long question here from Maria, so I'm going to take this in steps. She said, "Hi, Perry. Quite a few things here. I like the clay lemongrass sage deodorant. I do, too. It's just one of my favorites. I was wondering if I can have the recipe so I can make it myself. I'm sorry, but the products we make are proprietary formula. They were made for us, and if we gave it away, we wouldn't be in business. So we cannot give our recipes away. I apologize for that, but it's just the cost of doing business. Also, and actually, I don't even know how to make it. We outsource that to a supplier here in Austin. She uses the clay, and she mixes it and makes it. We know the ingredients in it, but I don't know the amounts or how it's done. She sort of told us the process, and we've tested the products, and we really like it. So it's one of the few detox deodorants out there. And while I'm on that subject, I'm going to say this about our detox deodorant. I've had one or two people use it who say they noticed they got real strong BO body odor after they used it, which is a sign that it's pulling toxins out of your lymphatic system. So if you have that at first when you first use it, stop using the deodorant for a while and put the clay mask under your armpit at night and put a little piece of saran wrap in there to hold it in place and sleep with it on under your armpits. Wouldn't be a bad idea to do that periodically anyway, just to keep your lymph system cleaned out. She did that for 2 days and then went back to using the deodorant and never had a BO problem again. And I've had a lot of people that have BO that have used it and say it really works for them. So it's good stuff, but we can't give her formula away. Also, can I use it on my foot? Would it help fungus issues to detox when I'm not taking clay bath foot soaks or using a poultice? I don't really know. I don't know if that would be appropriate to use on your foot for a foot fungus. I wouldn't want to get the fungus on my deodorant bar. I think using the clay or putting a little bit of clay powder in your socks or your shoes would help better with a fungus. And at night, you can just wrap your foot. If it's difficult doing a soak, just put the clay mask all over it and wrap it in some saran wrap, put a sock over it, and sleep with them on at night. Okay, let's see what the next question is. She said, "I'm not taking the foot bath and soaks or using, I would apply it with my finger not to contaminate it." Okay. Maybe I should apply some before doing a walk or gym. So also, can the body scrub be used every day? Yes, ma'am, it can. I love the body scrub. It's wonderful. I put it in my shower, I wet my face, and I put it on my face and just use circular motions. It'll exfoliate that dead skin, and it really revitalizes your face and your skin. You feel the blood flow. It's very awakening and invigorating to your face. Can I have the recipe to make that with my living clay pattern? No, ma'am, we can't give our recipes away. Does your book have the deodorant and body product recipes? No, ma'am. Someone I know who smokes cigarettes wants to know how to apply the clay to deteriorating, falling down gums. Well, you would pack the clay between the dry powder clay between your cheek and gums. If you can get a popsicle stick or the bridge of the handle of your toothbrush and get a little ridge of clay and kind of hold it back there and pull your cheek out and drop it, it's kind of hard to get in there. You may have to do it two or three times to get some down in between the cheek and the gums. And the saliva in your mouth will hydrate the clay and keep it stuck in place. Usually when you wake up in the morning, you still have some there you can rinse out, spit out. If you swallow a little, it's all to the good. Doing that, I would do it maybe three times a week until it gets better and see how he does with that. Okay, let's see. What container would you recommend for soaking your feet in? I do not have a pan or glass container big enough. So what should I pick up at Walmart or Target? Any food grade plastic container. You can get these square storage containers. I think they'd be okay too. If the clay pulls anything out, it's going to capture it pretty quickly. So get you one with a lid so you can mix it up. And I use like a 1-to-5 ratio of one part clay to five parts water in a blender and put it in there. And then soak your feet in it. And you can get two or three soakings. Now, if you have a foot fungus, I might limit it to two soakings. And then you can cover it between uses and then reuse it again. Then add more water to it and swirl it around and put it on your plants or your yard. It really is fertilizer for the yard. The grass will come back greener next year, I promise you that. Okay, this is a long one. Okay. Perry, I've heard we are in $18 trillion of debt, and if we get to $20 trillion, there's no recovery but economic collapse. It would be a sad day if living clay couldn't be bought and shipped. I feel like clay would really be good for anti-aging. I have seen an 80-year-old bodybuilder woman who looks a lot younger, and she doesn't take clay but exercises a lot and eats a good diet. Her name is Ernestine Shepherd. I've also heard of 90-year-old women teaching yoga. Forget the details. I'm sure a Google search will find out. Here's a picture of Ernestine. It makes me sad and mad seeing people I care about just take prescriptions and eat junk food all day and don't exercise at all. I'm imagining the day I am super healthy looking and that it inspires someone. I also imagine other people coming up to me asking what I'm using. One reason I like your seminars is that you are a pleasant person and have a soothing voice. I bet your seminars could be used like those relaxing voice CDs. I checked out your Facebook page, and you put a lot of nice quotes there. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And, I think there is a lot to say about that. I do think taking care of your skin is one part of the aging process. Definitely stay exercising. When you start sitting is when you get in trouble. When you exercise, you're using your bones and you're using your muscles, and you actually build bone density. When you get sedentary and sit in a chair all day at the computer or watching TV and don't use those bones and muscles, they get brittle. You can't bend over anymore. You've lost the elasticity in your muscles. Doing yoga, exercising, stretching, I have a personal fitness trainer I work with twice a week. And boy, if I miss, I really feel it. So keep doing that, eating right and taking the clay, using the clay. And I'm going to put a plug in here for the citrus green tea body cream. If you're older and your arms look like crepe paper and feel dry, you just bathe them in that body cream, and it fluffs out the wrinkles, and your skin is velvet soft to the touch, and it stays that way all day. You don't have to put it on every 2 hours. So if you've never tried that and want longer, younger looking skin and softer feeling skin, I'm going to give a plug for that. It's called Citrus Green Tea Body Cream. One of these days I'll make some CDs that are just meditation CDs, but thank you for that. All right, let's see if we have any more here. Debbie in Chicago, can clay help with nodules on thyroid? I would rather not have a biopsy. I would definitely try it. It certainly won't hurt it. I think a poultice over your thyroid every night, put some Glad Press and Seal over it to hold it to your skin. Put it on pretty thickly right there where that area is. It very well could dissolve it. I know it dissolves cysts and things of that nature, so... I'd do that, and I'd also be drinking the clay, but then I recommend drinking the clay to everybody. Our skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. And when we take care of the inside of our body, we're going to be healthy. All right. Stephanie in Birmingham. How do you brush your teeth with clay? Do you use it dried, the mud, or the liquid? I'm making a mess, and playing in the dirt is fun, but I need to clean up the sink. Okay. Hi, Stephanie. I know who you are now. She wrote me a little personal message. Okay. She said she's not getting the voice on her end of the program, so I want to capture this email so I can reply to her in case she doesn't get the answer. Let me capture her email address here and find a page to put it on. All right. Now let's get back to business. So she was asking, how do you use it to brush your teeth without getting it messy? What I do is I put a little bit of toothpaste on my toothbrush, I wet my brush, I tap the water off, and I dip it into the dry powder clay, and I brush it. Now, sometimes I use the mask and just take a fingerful of the mask and put it on my toothbrush and do it that way to brush your teeth. The liquid's not going to work because it's going to run off, but I really like dipping it in a dry powder because I feel like it cleans my teeth better. But I have people say the same thing from the mud. I like to cheat and put a little bit of toothpaste underneath because I like the sudsing action and I like the taste, the flavor, you know. So I put a little toothpaste on and then I dip it in the clay and brush, or I put the mud on top of the toothpaste. So try those. It's not quite as messy. It really sticks to your toothbrush if you have the toothpaste and you kind of wet it a little bit. Just tap the water off before you put it in there so you're not dropping lumps of water into your powder clay. I have a little 4-ounce container where I can kind of tilt it over to one side and dip it in there. And I think that'll work very well for you. All right, good question there. Gabby in Austin says, can clay be used for rosacea, both externally and drinking it? Yes, ma'am. We have quite a few testimonials from people who have used it. Now, at first, you may notice it getting redder, and that's because it's pulling whatever, it's pulling blood flow and oxygen for cellular repair, and it's also doing a lot of cleaning, so don't be alarmed. Stick it out at least a week, and most people see some improvement. Of course, it's related to heat and stress and other things, so that's why I say drinking it definitely. You want to control the acidity in your body as well as using it topically. So just put a mask on, put a thin coat on, and as soon as it dries, wash it off. If you leave it too long, your face may begin to be hot because people with rosacea, their skin is kind of tender and thinner than most of us. So just put it on and let it dry. And as soon as it gets dry, gently rehydrate it. You know, splash some water on there, get a wash rag, hold it up to the clay so you re-wet it so it'll let go and you can wash it off. And I hope to hear from you next time that you've seen an improvement already. Maria, for soaks, is it best the water is hot? I'm trying to think how to do it without diluting your water. If you put it in the blender with hot water and you blend it, the clay starts to expand fast and it might pop the lid off and get all over your kitchen. So, get a pan of hot water and make your clay, like a 1-to-4 mix, make it a little thicker, and then pour it in there and rinse it out with the hot water for your foot soak. The hot water will help open the pores, but your feet have, I've forgotten how many thousands, 38,000 pores in them. So, and the clay is so powerful. 1 cup of clay has the surface area. Now, when I say this, imagine clay as a little stack of finitely thin business cards. And if you took them and spread them all out, if you took all the little business cards and spread them all out side by side, in a cup of clay, it would cover 38 football fields. And each of these little cards have a negative charge, a negative electromagnetic charge. So that's why clay is so strong in pulling out toxins. So I think even in cold water, people have gotten results. But it's difficult to mix it. If you put hot water in a bottle, I have popped the lid, blown the lid off and splattered it all over the kitchen because it starts expanding so quick it builds up pressure in the bottle. So, in the bathtubs, we pour it in there. Maybe use the formula for a bathtub and use a cup of clay and add it to hot water. Might be the best results. That wouldn't be a 1-to-5 ratio. It'd be a little different. But I think that would work. That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. All right, let's see if we have any more. Maria also says, I used to not need glasses. I had 20/20 vision. How do I get it back with clay? Well, you go to the store and you get you some of the little round circular compressed cotton pads like you take a makeup remover pads, the little round compressed cotton pads, and you put the clay mask over those and you stick it up to your eyes and you lay down every day and leave it on. You know, if you can go to sleep with it on at night, I'm not sure that's going to work because if it does stay and if it slips off, you're going to get clay all over the bed. But if you just put it on, and you can do one eye at a time and put it on. You can put a thin coat on at bedtime over your eyelid and under your eye. I do that a lot of times just to tighten the wrinkle lines and the bagginess under my eye and over the lid. Put a thin coat on and let it dry and sleep with it on. But I think if you'll put the clay mask, the mud, on one of those pads and hold it over your eyes and do each eye 15 minutes a day, you'll start seeing an improvement. We had two elderly gentlemen, and one of them was trying to remove a birthmark on his face. And so every day he would put the clay on and give himself a facial, and while he was at it, he put it over his eyelids and around his eyes. And then he'd just lay down and let it dry and then wash it off. And he left it on quite a while, and he did this for about a month, and gradually he noticed that his vision was better and he no longer needed his glasses to read the newspaper. And I have gotten sometimes, I use my glasses a lot, I'm at the computer a lot, and I've been doing a lot of research and fine print. And I notice sometimes when I've been using those poultices over my eyes, occasionally I walk in, I forget to pick up my glasses, and I can actually read the emails and make everything out, see the numbers and letters. So, yeah, do that, but you have to do it faithfully every day. Be diligent with it and improve that eyesight. Good question. Thank you for that. Well, it looks like we're out of questions for now. I'm going to go back over to the phone lines. Whoops. There we go. We have quite a few people on our phone line today. If you're on the phone line and you have a question you would like to ask, if you will press star 2 on your phone, it will open your line and I can interview you on the air and take your question. So does anyone have a question they'd like to ask? Okay. Doesn't look like I have too many talkative people on the phone. I do want to express my gratitude to everyone for listening into this program. I'm getting more and more messages from people that they're getting benefit from it. And the questions you all bring are absolutely amazing. And sometimes I... just knowing how clay works, when you ask a question that I hadn't thought of in my mind, I can connect the dots and see how it will help or if it won't help. So a lot of the success of this program is you and your questions. So I really, really appreciate that. I'm going to go back and here we do have another question here. Terry in Los Angeles, has clay been useful for diminishing cataracts? Which of the three main type would work for posterior? Okay. Which of the three main types would work for posterior subcapular wants? Now, I'm going to have to look that up and grab this email and email you back. I didn't know there were three types of cataracts. I have some people who have had very good success with using the poultices like I was talking about on the cotton pad over their eyes to help when the cataract was ripe, to help ripen it. There was a story about a lady who did filtered clay water eye drops and put the drops in her clay. I don't know how. I guess you can get a coffee filter and mix some clay water and let it drip through, the water drip through, and then use the drops. I do have a formula for drops where I always mix the clay and let it stand and let the heavier particles settle. And if you go to the drugstore and buy a bottle of eye wash solution, not lens cleanser, and you may have to ask them where it is because it's hard to find because they're so many thousands of lens cleansers, unless you read it real carefully, you don't want the lens cleanser. You want just the sterile water eye wash solution. It's a little 4-ounce plastic bottle. I squirt it in a little glass jar about 5 or 6 ounces, and I squirt it all the water in there. And then I add two tablespoons of the liquid clay to that after it's settled and the heavier, grainier parts have gone out. And you can cover that. You can use it for an eye wash of just putting it in one of the little eye cups and holding your head back and blinking your eyes when you get allergies and things. It's good to wash your eyes out like that. Or you can use it as drops, however you like. You know, I used to have dry eyes, and when I'd start using those little poultices, and sometimes I get one on the cotton pads, and I just put the liquid clay on and hold it up to my eyes, because if I get around cats and dogs and I forget to touch my face and my eyes, they're going to start itching, and I'm going to start rubbing, and they get hot and inflamed. And when I put a little of the liquid clay, I make mine kind of thick, on one of the cotton pads and put it up against my eye. I can wear it under my glasses, and I can walk around and do one eye at a time, and it not only stops the itching, but when I wash it off, generally I have some white stuff coming out of the corner of my eyes. It cleanses your tear ducts. And I haven't had dry eyes in years. And at one time, I had it, you know, and they gave me these drops for it, but now I don't need it. And I think if we can keep those tear ducts open, we won't have a problem with that. But Terry, I will look this up and see what posterior scapular cataracts are. I just didn't realize there were three kinds there. So I'll get a private email to you on that. Thank you very much. And let's see if we have any other questions coming in. Well, it looks like we've gotten all the questions now. Sometimes I get a delayed reaction on the questions. But right now it looks like they're gone, and we are past our 30 minutes. So I'm going to go back to the phone line and ask one more time if anyone has, I do have someone. Hello, this is Perry. Would you like to talk? Hello? I have one line open, an anonymous caller. Are you on the line?
I am.
Yes, yes, this Hello. Is Perry. May I help you?
Hi, Perry. Do you think that it's good for varicose veins or thrombophlebitis in the vein in your legs?
I've had people use it on varicose veins and ulcers, the varicose ulcers, with good success in that it tightens and shrinks them. But it's something you need to do daily, just like you put the mask on your face, put it on that area, maybe in the evening while you're sitting down, putting it on kind of thick. And before bedtime, just put a thin coat on and sleep with it on at night. If you put a thin coat on, it won't crumble and you won't wake up with a bed full of clay crumbs.
Yeah.
It's tight enough that it holds. It's kind of dries like cement on there. And it doesn't get in your bed, but if you put it on real thick, then it's gonna crack, and you'll have chunks in your bed. So put it on thick during the day, and at night put a thin coat on. Okay?
Do you know if anybody has ever used it for thrombophlebitis in their legs, like the main vein in the leg?
No, I haven't had anyone tell me specifically of that.
Okay.
I don't even know where the main vein in the leg is. Is it on
the inside? Yeah, it's on the inside of your thigh. And mine's really sore. And
if it's sore, I'd definitely
I've already had it checked for blood clots, and they keep telling me there's nothing there. But my leg has been sore there for years.
Okay, I would definitely, if it's sore, there's some inflammation in there. So I'd definitely put a clay poultice over it. And it'll
okay.
pull out the heat and the inflammation and usually take the soreness away.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
let us know how
that.
You do with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to know how that works. Thank you. I think you'll have a success with it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions? One more time at questions and one more time to go back and see if we have any more written ones. We don't. Our time is up for today. It's been a great opportunity to be with you. Thank you again. Now go drink some clay and have a great week. How about that? Bye-bye. This is Perry A. signing out.